Blog Talk Radio.
Radio talk show. My name is Michael James Lauren, and at the Delray Beach Open this year, 2015, I had a chance to sit down with Tim Smicek. Tim Smicek is the 80th ranked tennis player in the world, and he did something pretty amazing. He was a nice and fair person on the tennis court. In other words, in the second round match against Rafael Nadal at the Australian Open, there was a crucial point. It was at 6-5 in the fifth set where Rafael Nadal was leading, and someone yelled in the stands, confusing Nadal, and the serve went out. And this man said, let's play that over again. And the crowd went crazy. They were so amazed at the sportsmanship. The world took notice of it. And I had a chance to sit down with him at the Delray Beach Open, and this is how the interview went. Tim, on the ATP Tour, people are playing for the biggest prize money in the world, the biggest trophies, and I have to ask you, as a sportsman, as a person, what does your faith personally mean to you, and what difference does it make on the tennis court?
Well, I just think it kind of gives you something to play for. You know, it's easy to get, kind of caught up in the moment sometimes when you're competing or, you know, playing sports and everything. But, you know, my faith helps me keep things in perspective. You know, it just gives me a reason to play, really a reason to do anything. So that's one thing I try and remind myself of all the time is, that I'm playing tennis for the right reason.
Yes, amen. And you have to ask yourself, what are people playing for to begin with? Are they playing with a higher purpose in mind, or are they playing for the glory that is there? And there's nothing wrong with winning prize money and trophies. And I want to ask you something. Now, first of all, let's get back to the Australian Open in the second round, where Rafael Nadal's team, his uncle Tony and other people who support him, they said in 19 years of tennis, they have never seen anybody do what you did. 6-5 in the fifth set. Now, you had a chance to win. Of course, he was up 6-5 in the fifth set. It was 30-love. You gave a point back simply because, in your own mind and heart, it was the right thing to do, that Rafael Nadal was distracted. Many people would say that's his problem, not my problem. But you made it an ethic that was much higher than what you were playing for. Why do you think the whole world took notice of that?
Yeah, I think it's nice that they took notice and everything, but I do believe that maybe a lot more players would have done the same thing than most people think. So it was just kind of a spur of the moment thing. Didn't really think about it too much. It was pretty clear to me what the right thing was to do. And you know, after the match, my parents texted me and said they were really proud, and that made it worth it.
Well, you know, it's an ethical dilemma that a lot of people go through. Would they do the right thing given a situation where they have more to gain than to lose? And, of course, we all struggle with that. I think most people know they probably wouldn't have, Tim. How do people deal with things like that where there's more to gain by being silent or by not being fair necessarily because they look at the world in general and they say it's a competitive world and life is not fair and there's no mercy? And yet you had everything to gain by not saying anything, and people saw mercy. I believe people saw Christ in you at that very moment, and it made such an impact. It made an impact with Rafael Nadal. In fact, here's what he had to say.
Just first of all, I want to congratulate Tim because he's a really gentleman. What he did in the last game is... Not a lot of people will do something like this in the 6-5 in the fifth, so after 4 hours. So just congratulate him for that, and because he played, I think, a great match.
Okay, of course, that's Rafael Nadal at the Australian Open in the second round match against Tim Smicek, and that's the courtesy of Australian Open Television. So all the fanfare is going toward Rafael Nadal. He stops and points to the place where justice, righteousness, fairness, and mercy took place as it should. And, of course, Tim Smicek, you displayed all those wonderful qualities there under pressure when most people, I think, know that if they have more to gain than to lose, they would not be fair in situations like that because the nature of man is really thinking of himself rather than thinking of fairness and righteousness. And so I'm so glad that Rafael Nadal pointed that out, and the world certainly took notice.
You know, I appreciate them taking notice and saying some nice words about me, and you know, it means a lot coming from them, because Rafa has been such a, you know, great champion and really a great sportsman for a lot of years.
You see something like that, and we just know, and we are convicted that there is a higher ethic that we should live up to. All right, Tim, I have to ask you, so do you have any Bible studies, or have you struck up any close friendships with any of the other professionals on the ATP Tour? Because I know it can get lonely, and I'm sure that it could be every man for himself, but sometimes people draw great strength in coming together in groups to have Bible studies. Have you noticed that from any of the touring professionals, or is it every man for himself?
It's a little bit every man for himself, but you know, I've formed some great friendships. Don't actually have too many other players that, you know, kind of share that with. It's a little bit every man for himself.
See, maybe that's something that the ATP Tour can take a look at, where Christians and Catholics alike can unite in the sports front and get together and draw strength from the Holy Bible, and maybe have a Christian fellowship as part of the ATP Tour. It would be nice. What's your take when you look back at your memories at the Australian Open?
That was pretty cool. You know, it's definitely an experience that I'll remember for a long time and cherish. It was a really special moment.
We'd like to thank you, Tim Smicek, for agreeing to be on the program at the Messiah Community Radio Talk Show. And we'd also like to thank the folks at the ATP Tour for making that happen. And also, of course, the great tournament that they put on, the Delray Beach Open. Thanks for being on the program.